Haggard and Al's, dead or alive.
Oh, yes, and controversy yesterday, Hayley won.
I won!
I don't know if Hayley winning is controversial.
Well,
it's weird.
It is weird.
And look, to try and help you, A, win, and also help with your cheating, we've brought in one of the most honest people we know, Linda Edmonds. How are you, Edmo?
Yay! I'm doing well, thank you.
Edmo's very excited.
I'm not. I look excited, but that's nervousness, really.
No, I feel confident that you can win it for us.
Oh, no. I have to admit, when it comes to news reading, I'm like that person from that show. See, I don't remember anything.
You're going to be great on this.
I'm like that newsreader on the movie who just reads whatever's in front of them.
I think you bring a lovely tuck shop lady / CWA feel to the segment. Very simply, I was going to give us a celebrity. We're going to work out very, very simply, are they alive or are they dead? Mm-hmm. As always, ladies first.
And the score is 28-12 at the moment. So
you pulled it right back yesterday. Yeah. Yeah.
You survived the mercy rule for a day. First person we're throwing your way is from a country practice.
Ooh.
Grant Dodwell, who played the role of Dr. Simon Bowen in the series.
Mm-hmm. I never watched
this 1981
show.
To 86. He was the blonde-haired dude.
All I can think about is when Molly died and I start to feel sick.
Grant Dodwell, is he still alive?
He had blonde curly hair.
Oh, no, you're thinking of the other bloke.
Okay. Was he Shane somebody?
Shane Withington.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've
you're way off.
It's all you, Edmo.
I'm going to say alive.
Grant Dodwell. He's still alive.
Ah!
Nicely done.
Yeah.
He's 60.
He's
68
known
now. But sadly, Penny Cook's no longer with us.
And then, of course, there was Molly. I know she's a fictitious character. She died almost 50 years ago, but it still hurts.
Sticking with Australian soapy stars, Nug, yours, Paul Cronin.
Oh,
he
played
Dave Sullivan. He was in, what was that other one? Matlock Police. I think he was in Solo 1. He used to ride the motorbike around.
I'm going to say, I reckon Paul Cronin from the Sullivans, I think he passed away.
Okay, we'll go with alive then.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he did pass away, sadly.
Mm.
Oh, there's a ding ding for passing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
yeah,
we learn in the first few weeks of this, we go, they go, he passed away, and we go, yes! Yeah. And they go, oh, wait.
That's why I don't get excited anymore.
Maybe there needs to be a ding ding or.
Oh, yeah, he died in 2019.
Don't come in for your first segment and start adding new sound effects.
I was going to say, don't add anything to Albie's list of things to load
into
the system.
Who wouldn't know which button to
press? What there is.
That's far too many. That's two buttons.
That's a really good point.
It's one all. Your next person, identity ladies, is Victoria Principal from Dallas, who played the role of Pam Ewing. It was Bobby Ewing's wife.
Dallas. I feel like
how old are we? I feel like, I don't know. I feel like we're staying
alive. Do you really want that broadcast on the radio? Was she JR's sister-in-law?
Yes, she was Bobby. Yeah.
Shall we go with alive?
Bobby's wife. Pam Ewing.
Your guess is as good as
mine. I'm going to guess alive.
I'm going to say dead then.
She is alive.
Oh, good.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes.
Do you realise by hitting the dinger, you realise this doesn't explain anything because we both gave a different answer? So one of us had to be right.
What if Al dies before the end of the segment?
No, don't do that. At least I haven't filled out all my paperwork.
I did it for you. It's okay. I made some little clerical changes. I wouldn't worry.
Okay. Oh, this one will be up your alley, Nug. From Growing Pains, the bloke who played the dad, Dr. Mike Seaver?
Dr. Jason Seaver.
Alan Thick. He was the dad in the show.
I haven't heard this song in forever.
You and me, we gotta be the luckiest dreamers who never quit dreaming.
He's Robin Thicke's dad.
He is. And I've got a feeling the magnificent Robin, Alan Thicke, who played Dr. Jason Seaver on Growing Pains, I think sadly he might have passed away.
Passed away. What do you think, ladies?
Yeah, we'll go with alive. What happens if we go with pass away? Do we both get a point?
No, only Nugget does, so we might as well do
it. You can only go to the default position, really.
I think he passed away a couple of years ago.
You are right, Nug.
So sad.
Well, actually, passed away in 2016 at the age of 69.
One of the great TV dads,
Alan Thicke.
So we're 2-2.
Tiebreaker.
To the tiebreaker.
What the heck?
Whoa.
This never happened.
So rule here, basically just dive in.
But you've got to call out when you think you know the answer.
But if we dive in without just our name as our buzzer,
Your name as your buzzer will be fine. The person I'm referring to is John Cornell from the Paul Hogan Show, who played Strop.
Why do we not do that?
I think John Cornell is still alive, still married to former Sard of the Century lady Delvine Delaney, and they still own the pub in Byron Bay.
You are correct.
What?
Australian comedy legend.
Yeah. But still, a narrow victory, 3-2 to the Nugman. Which
Where does
is
that place us?
31-15. So you're still well within.
We've just undone yesterday's good work by you, I think. Yeah.
I've got one more day to hang in there, basically.
That's only a 16-point difference, 20 points, and the mercy rule
and
applies.
Look, everyone loves an underdog. So just take that away from it.
And you are the underest dog we've ever had, can I tell you? Because you've never won anything.
It's like the mangy dog. Yesterday. I won yesterday once.
And it's true. Thanks, Edmo.
TV themes tomorrow. Theme weavers. We'll see how we go. Hot 91.